The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, hi there, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the news show. It is the 26th of November, 2019. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, probably the biggest news that happened over the past 24 hours is Facebook launching a new market research app. What are they researching? Well, they're researching you. The app is actually called Viewpoints. And if the app kind of sounds familiar to you, well, it actually just comes a few months after the company introduced an Android data collection app called Study. That app was designed to monitor just how long users were accessing other software on Google's operating system. Yes. However, though, I guess Facebook this time around is going to make you feel all nice and special because they're going to pay you to use this app. Yeah, that's how they're going to get you. And Facebook this time is promising it's not peering into how you use third-party apps. Now, this survey from their Viewpoints app will take about 15 minutes of your time and will earn you 1,000 points. How much is 1,000 points? $5. And apparently that will be paid to your PayPal account. IPv4 addresses? They're gone. No. Seriously, they're gone. At least according to Europe's Regional Internet Registry. They said that we've made our final 22 IPv4 allocation for the last remaining addresses in our available pool. We're now completely out. Don't ask us for any more. Can you please move over to IPv6? Most people are saying, no, we can't do that. However, though, there is a little bit of a fine print. You see those businesses and organizations that have closed down or going out of business? Their addresses might actually open up. Meaning, yeah, there still might be a few more addresses out there, but they're just really trying to push us over to IPv6. So now that I've got you completely confused, are you still wondering, are there IPv4 addresses? Well, yeah, no. Those addresses are currently being used, but apparently some will open up soon. How many will open up, we don't really know. Finally, hey criminals out there. Not suggesting there's any in our audience, but you may know one. What do they fear the most? Yeah, probably the police, but maybe one member of the police. Particularly the canine unit. Yeah, anytime you say, "Sick 'em, boy," they usually start crying. However, though, get ready for a new canine in the unit. This one is a robotic. Yes, thanks to those folks over at Boston Dynamics, get ready to watch out for those robo-dogs. And police in Massachusetts are already training with them. Though details are a little bit on the secret side, as understandable, this definitely looks like the future for law enforcement. So one has to wonder, what would be the advantage of a robo-dog over the real thing? The robo-dog could run after criminals? Well, so can the real dog. The robo-dog apparently can bust through doors and windows. Then again, so can a real dog, if it's really pissed off. As much as I love technology and seeing the future, I gotta say, what scares me more? Some creepy-looking thing on four legs? Or something drooling just ready to rip your face off? Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can download our podcasts. You can also check out our blog and review section while you're over there too, and so much more. Find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network as well, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, we're going to be back for a Wednesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.